His heart seeing foreign cars filled with fuel, it isn't ours, and wearing cotton we didn't grow. He's got the red, white, blue, blind high on the farm, several pride tattooed on his left arm. Spent a little more in the store for a tag, in the back it says USA. He won't buy nothing that he can't fix, with WD-40 and a Craftsman wrench. He ain't printed dirt.
Welcome back. Welcome to the bunker, boys and girls. Get in real close to that campfire. You're handsome, but yet humble host, Ray I. Here with Matty G, the Voglervogler Peanut. Matt Miles is here with us with a beautiful book, photography book.
Thank
Wild
you, Ray.
And wonderful. Absolutely awesome. We're having a few breakfast sandwiches, having a great time. That was Toby Keith coming back. America, God bless America. What a great show. What a great time, huh, Matt? You enjoying yourself in with us this morning?
This is one of the best mornings I've had in a long time inside.
Inside, yeah. We're hid deep within our bunker. Let's do a little intro music. We're going to talk about the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
5 a.m. can't come soon enough for folks like these. There's more than just a job to do, so they hit their knees. No, they recognize the need for all they do to provide a better future outdoors for me and you. They're what most folks want to be, but most folks won't ever see all it takes and what goes on behind the scenes. Designing new calls and building boats, outdoor writers and TV hosts, producing shows and stories so the whole world knows about new techniques for catching bass and better reels for smooth.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls.
They sure take pride.
Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame coming up August 26th. And we have a special guest being inducted this year into the Hall of Fame. We've known this fella a little while. I'm afraid we're going to date ourselves if we start talking about stuff. How old we are. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Mr. Walter Parrott. Hey, Walter. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, Ray. How are you this morning?
I'm good, my friend. Good to hear your voice. Been a long time. Too long.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say, congratulations, Walter, for being inducted into the Hall of Fame. How cool.
Well, thank you, Raymond. That is pretty cool.
Oh, it's awesome. Well, you've been down a long road, buddy. You've covered a lot of ground, a lot of dirt behind you, bud.
Well, you and I both have.
Yeah. I was just saying in the intro, I'm about afraid to say something about when we was at the Potosi Calling Contest.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah.
And we was all the places we've been, the hunts we've been on, and all the – oh, my goodness. Remember the old days? I was talking to Bob Folkride last week, and I couldn't help but bring up the old days when there was one Bass Pro Shop, and we all went down there and did those promotions. Wasn't those good times?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a madhouse, wasn't it?
Oh, it was just too much fun. Well, here we are. We're 2017, brother. We've made it so far. Not bad, huh?
Not bad at all.
So what's it feel like to you to be inducted to Hall of Fame? What's it mean to you, Walter?
Well, you know, I'm obviously a little surprised. You know, I never set out on any kind of road like that, you know,
right.
And humbled, obviously. And there's been a lot of great people inducted before me, and just honored to, you know, have the opportunity to be inducted.
Well, it's well earned, my friend. You've worked very hard in the outdoor industry, been a great spokesperson for the outdoors and hunting, and I think back, I just when I see you or see your name or picture, I have to smile because all kinds of things, you know, it's almost like a flashback, you know, all the roads that we traveled together in the old
yeah.
days, the old contest days, the old seminars. Oh my gosh,
man.
It goes on and on, and it was so interesting. Our great friend John Sabati in Hawaii. You went out there.
Oh, yeah.
You went out there and did a hunt with John, one of the first hunts
yeah, I did.
With John Sabati before I hunted with him. And that was pretty cool. And And there's so many different things. And we used to run up to Kirksville and hunt. And then, oh, my gosh, remember the old days we used to go to your house out of Doe Run and out there around Iron Mountain? Oh, my gosh. I'm like, man, how old are we? And you guys used to come to our house. And I was like, you know, and Janet, looks, yeah. Janet looks at me, Walter, the night. She goes, you know that's over 30 years ago, right?
After you texted me the other day, I got to thinking about Potosi. I thought, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's
going to. And all that.
Yeah, Potosi calling contest. Nobody else will know what this means, but I'm going to say something. Because I told several that I was going to say something. There was a guy there that 1 year. It might have been around 79, maybe 78. I don't know. But there was a guy there called Mayonnaise Milne. Do you remember him?
Oh.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not going to have him in your acceptance speech, right?
No.
Well, tell our listeners a little bit about what Walter's been doing. What have you been doing lately? Who are you working for? What you're doing? You're traveling?
I'm with Bass Pro Shops and doing some stuff with the Indian Creek guys. That's about it. Trying to stay low, you know.
Stay low. Dodging bullets, stay low. Keep your head down.
Dodging bullets,
that's
yeah.
the Walter Parrott I know and love. Oh, Walter, so cool. So glad to be able to get you on the show and to talk about this, the Hall of Fame. It's a great family. You're really going to, you know, it is humbling, and it's a great honor to be able to do this. But, you know, and not there isn't one person that's been inducted to this Hall of Fame that ever said that this was my intention at all. Nobody wants to be rewarded for what they do because they love what they do and they want to teach and share with others, and it just happens that way. And so you're no different than anybody else we've had on. Everybody feels the same way about that. But what a great group you're going in with. What a great family. I call it the Hall of Fame family. I don't just call it, you know, inductees. It's a family because it's a great, great group. And you're going to have a great time at the induction ceremony. The easiest thing to do is get up there and keep it sharp. Thank you. And, well, Walter, you keep it sharp because you're not one with a lot of words.
No.
I'll
do my talking in the woods.
That's right, buddy. Oh, another event popped in my mind. 1 year in Hannibal, we did a calling contest up there, too. My gosh. That was what.
Oh, there was. Yeah, we did several in Hannibal. I went up there a lot.
Yeah.
The old train track ran behind the building.
Right. 83, I think it was.
Ed Unglesby,
yeah.
Billy Yargis was a little kid.
A little bitty guy. Yeah.
Like 15 and 14 or 15. Yeah. Chris you are Chris. Getting old.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
We made a trip or two to Excelsior Springs, I think.
Yes, we did. Ooh.
Around Kansas City.
Yeah. But that's probably going to be in one of my story times coming up for the show, the events that transpired there. And I hear you laughing because me and you know we're talking about nobody else does. And I'm really liking this. This is fun, Walter.
That's probably a good thing.
that is a good thing, buddy. That is a really good thing. Oh, my gosh. It goes on and on and on. So what do you got planned for this fall? Any big hunts coming up?
I've got a Kansas tag I'm looking forward to.
That's awesome. Boy, they got some beautiful deer. My goodness.
Yeah, I got a friend that's got a place up there, and I can just go stay as long as I want, basically.
That's a good
I'll make a pig of myself there and just stay, you know?
Good. Oh,
I'm by myself a lot, and I like it that way,
yeah,
you know?
Sure. Boy, they got some beautiful deer. I've seen some whitetail that's unbelievable come strolling through. Great place.
Oh, yeah, and it's a cool place. I mean, this place is just, you know, there's about four or five cars come out in the morning and four or five cars come back in the evening on the dirt road, and that's about it. Might see a farmer or two other than that.
Well, you're the Redhead team, and we were talking to Bob last week, and you and him were like the first two on that team way back when. Oh, my goodness.
I believe we were, yeah.
Now, how many's on that team now? How many of you got? I can't even remember who's all on there now. There's so many of them.
Yeah, don't start me lying. At least half a dozen of us or so.
Yeah, but when we
that's been a good gig for me. That's been the best ever for me, you know.
Oh,
and
good stuff.
That organization, corporation, and, you know, just got to do a lot of things I would have never got to do without them. Okay?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And they were a great company to promote the outdoors and hunting and fishing. And when they had all of us come there and do those seminars and stand there in the store and meet the customers, that was brilliant stuff they were doing. They were ahead of their time with promotion.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then you got, you know, the head man, Johnny Morris, you know, he's modern-day the biggest conservationist there is, you know.
Absolutely.
He's amazing, man.
Yeah.
And unbelievable things he does for the outdoors.
You got a new guy down there you got to deal with a little bit. You know this guy named Rob Keck?
Oh, Rob, yeah.
Yeah,
I try to avoid him when I can.
I mean,
oh, yeah, no.
I seen Jerry Morton at the Legends last year, and I said, well, how's Rob? He goes, well, he's Rob.
Nah, I've always had a good time with Rob. Oh, we've had some good times.
We've had some great times.
Something else.
Oh, he's what I tell everybody, and you know as I do, you don't know Rob Keck unless you hunt with him. When you hunt with him, you know the real Rob.
Oh, yeah.
Keck, and that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We've had some great hunts together. Great stuff. Walter, I always remember the hunts we've had together and the trips we did together and the great times. And I was so excited and glad to see that you were being inducted this year. And it was awesome. And congratulations again to being inducted to Legends National Outdoors Hall of Fame. And it's just great, Walter. Congratulations.
Thank you, Raymond. Appreciate it.
All right, my brother. You are my brother. You know that, right?
I know that.
All right. You have a great weekend, and we'll see you at the end of August.
You too.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks,
bye.
Guys.
Yeah. Walter Parrott, inducted Legends of Hall of Fame, right, Volker Wagner?
Yes, sir.
Very cool.
There's some others. Did you get everybody taken care of that's on that list?
I don't know. Who's on the list?
Let's see.
Oh, he's got to make noise. You see that? Hurry up, because we got to go to
Dave
break.
Dave Precht, Maura Sheehan, Lisa Snuggs, Walter
Parrott. We had Lisa on.
Guy Eaker Sr., Jerry Antley, Bob Folkrod.
He was on last week, dummy.
And Steve Price.
Yeah. We'll have some more on before the Legends, okay?
Cool.
That was fun talking to my buddy Walter. We're in the industry together. I never get to see him or talk to him. It was awesome to have him on the show. Let's go to break. We'll see you on the other side, baby.
So now we honor you as legends, legends of the outdoors.